Welcome to Explain the Prophetic, where each week I give you a prophetic perspective, and we sometimes have interviews, and we're looking together for how hearing God's voice can change not only our lives, but the world around us. You can hear God, and as you build that connection, your whole life will change. Remember to follow me at social media, at Sean Bowles, or subscribe to this podcast. Well, happy new year and welcome to Exploring the Prophetic Podcast. Today we have such a great word because it's all about the new year, and it's not just thematic. This is what I've been hearing from God since Rosh Hashanah, which is the Jewish New Year, is that God's going to do something new in the new year. And of course, there's always new things that happen. But when God puts his light on that, when he puts his marker on that, that there's something new happening, that means we have a responsibility also to get ready for the new. And I'm going to say, as we step in the new season, I've really heard the Lord saying, are you ready? You're asking, are you ready for the new? Are you ready for something new? Because new seasons require new faith and new energy and new perspective. So here we go. God's promise to us is clear. He's making all things new. But to walk in the new, we have to prepare ourselves and we have to reset. Sometimes we have to do a reset inside to get ready for it. And I want to tell you, I had a season where Sheree and I were going through, that's my wife, we were going through kind of a dismantling of the old season because we were moving into media. Some of you have heard some of the story, but when we were doing that, there was so much happening. There was so much happening with moving out of positions, getting off of boards, stopping traveling, changing our whole organization. Every employee took on a new job description in our ministry. It was just so wild to watch this. And we knew that not all the things from the old would come into the new and that some of the things would survive the transition season, but then it would be different afterwards. Even friendships and employees would shift their position in our world. And it was such a unsettling and disconcerting season because we couldn't hear God in a number of ways. It felt like a wilderness more than it felt like a direct, you know, path. It wasn't a clear, direct path, but we knew we were onto something. And as we were pursuing this new thing of media, after 26 years of platform and church ministry and movement ministry, where I'd go and speak at conferences and events and schools and those kinds of things, to move into media, in my heart, I had to change what my capacity was and say, okay, wait a minute. Like, I don't even know if I have the energy to start a whole new thing. It's almost like if you're in a midlife crisis, like, do I have the energy to start a whole new career platform? And I was being trained by some people in media and I was being trained to do journalism and social commentary. And one of the guys who was training me, they told me, hey, this guy's going to help you. You're going to come out and do news anchoring for this news show for a week. And they were actually looking at me doing permanently like news anchoring, which wasn't my heart at all. But I love the fact that they were asking me to at least fill in. When I did it, they said, this was Peter Jennings' right-hand guy. Now, I love Michael. He's an amazing guy. And he's going to help you. And when Michael grabbed hold of me, and even the way that I read teleprompter and the way that I look at stories and the way that I had to write, because he said, you're going to write your own stories this week. I'm going to give you stories. You're going to help write them. When he grabbed hold of me, and that was the first part of the season, and I started to realize like the level of expertise that this position holds, I felt inadequate. I felt like I didn't have the energy for it. I was exhausted in life from the transition. And I was like, okay, something inside of me has to pull from a deeper place. And it was really a spiritual place because we're kind of in a wilderness of switching. We're in a wilderness of finances. We're in a wilderness of a lot of areas. And God's not being clear. He just, all we know is to go forward in the direction he's leading us. And I'm given this opportunity. And I was already doing the Sean Bowles Show online, and they were encouraging me to do it. They're the ones, like TBN was the ones who said, you should do this. You should respond to news events. We see this in you. And I've always done that. Even when I've spoken at conferences, a lot of times I would start out, did you hear what happened? Like if it was the Diddy scandal, did you hear what happened? What do you think God's doing in that? Like challenging people to look at current situations that are happening in mainstream culture and in politics and actually looking for God in those circumstances. Why was Obama elected? Was there a redemptive purpose, even in the midst of most of the church thinking he was one of the worst things that ever happened to presidency? You know, and like why? Like let's look at the why. And it was controversial sometimes because of that, because I was looking for a why in these circumstances and looking for, is there a God element in it? Even if we can see the enemy so clearly, is there a God element? We can see humanity's sin so clearly, is there a God element? So when I was on the news show that for that week, and I did like 5 days of half hour spots where I was the main anchor, and it was disconcerting. I mean, like I was just like, I don't know if I can do this. And Michael would just whisper into my earpiece and tell me, okay, here's what you're going to do. And he challenged me. But what I realized by the end of the week is he's like, this has to come from you. It's not going to come from me somehow magically making you into this. Even if I had a year with you, this isn't going to change your whole perception. Either you have this in you or you don't. And you got to pull from a place that's God's redemptive gift set in you. And so he helped me to even like when I was reading like a long teleprompter, sometimes it would be like 2.5 minutes long and you have to do one clean take. They would make you start over at the beginning if you didn't. And so I was just like, okay, here we go. You know, here we go. And at the end of that week, I remember just going, something inside of me wants to keep going this direction, not the journalism, traditional journalism, but the social commentary direction. And so I loved, I mean, anchors on TV, you guys do an incredible job, but that's not where I felt to go. But I felt to called as a pastor, as a minister, and as a leader to respond to culture. And so I was like, okay, here we go. I'm gonna go after this in a more specific, intentional way. And it became kind of a before and after moment where I was like, this is my new. But in my new, I had to change and marshal my energies differently. And I love that in Galatians 5 in the fruit of the Spirit chapter, in the Message version, that one of the fruit of the Spirit isn't just, you know, the peace. It's actually knowing how to marshal your energies wisely. And we only have so much emotional, mental, physical, spiritual energy to where we have to actually be in control of that. And if we don't, then it can run out because we give it to all kinds of places and all kinds of things and we don't have boundaries around it. And I remember having to reset and just go, okay, I have to, in my faith, apply the energy that I have, not to the old, but to the new. And the new isn't as developed. It's not as easy. It has a lot of question marks in it. But I got to allow my insides to reprioritize. I got to allow my boundaries to reprioritize, or else I won't have the energy for the new. Because the new is so new that it's unfamiliar. And it takes more energy because it's unfamiliar. I don't know if you've ever thought of that. But sometimes the new takes more energy because of it being new. And so some of you are at a place where it's like, the news easy. You're like, yes, this is just a stepping stone of ease. And I love that journey for you. I love that. You know, we said as a joke sometimes here at the house, I love that journey for you. You know, that's amazing. But the reality is that a lot of us, when you enter the new, especially if you're not 20, because 20 news easier than when you're 40. And if you're 35 and you're starting a new process, especially if it's a career decision direction, if it's a ministry direction, if it's something that you're going to give a lot of energy to, maybe it's a humanitarian thing, maybe it's a whole gift mix inside, you're writing a book, you're making an album, whatever it is, and you're doing it in a new way, it takes a different level of pull from your spiritual faith. It takes a different level of connection to God. It takes a different level of grit than what you've been working on. And if you can relate to that, say hashtag my turn, because we want to pray for you in the comments below. But in the midst of this, you know, when I was switching into this new place, and Sri at the same time was doing social media kind of influencing over gardening and farming space. And I was watching her, and she got TikTok asked her to do an educational deal when they first started. So she was on the first round of TikTok education, and they were paying her as one of the TikTok platform people. And she, and Instagram was, you know, becoming bigger for her. And all these deals start coming after, like she had Magnolia, print ads, and Duluth Trading Company, all the farming type brands, right? Or kind of some farming tool supply, Silverado Truck. She did a commercial with them. She did a whole spread in Magnolia Magazine where they did editorial. She did a couple other commercial type things. And so she's all of a sudden modeling and also presenting for different brands and things. And she's managing it all herself. So there's no one managing it with her. I'm trying to help her as much as I can as I'm blowing up in some areas. And I'm looking at it going, okay, how can we do this? And then we go into our transition where we're like going to move. And she's like, I need to press pause on this. I know this is God for me, but I need to press pause on it because I have to stabilize our family. I know there's something like my role right now. I feel like God's saying, you know, help your girls through this transition, help Sean through this transition. And so even in the new for her, it wasn't like she has this whole momentum thing and she's having to trust God. You know, Joanna Gaines saw, I don't know if you know Joanna and Chip Gaines' story, where Joanna had to lay everything on the altar and just say, I'm closing my design store. I'm going to close my dream to stabilize and support our family and support Chip. And then right after that, they got the show, their home improvement show that blew them up. And now they have a whole network and magazine empire, you know, but they had to put everything on hold. Well, Sri had to put everything on hold in her life. To really help us. And then we get the direction to move to Dallas. And so we're here, you know, we've been here for less than a year and we're working on all kinds of stuff. And in the midst of that, what I love about that is that all of a sudden Angel Studios, one of their showrunners, comes to us, who's a friend of ours, and says, Sheree, we're doing this Homestead show. It's alongside of a movie, Homestead. It's just, it's out. If you guys haven't seen it, you should see it. It's a great movie. And, but there's a Homestead real life show for families that we would teach people how to homestead. And so they asked her if she would be one of the hosts, cause they said the hosts are awesome. They're amazing. They're the show creators, like Jason Ross, who's been on this show and others, but we need your energy cause you're so funny. And you're so like full of life about this. We need a female presence on the show, not just male presence. So they asked her to come and host some of it and also to be featured in it. And so she did, as we were moving, that's what I want to tell the story, is because as we were moving, we're literally wrapping our house up, moving. And they came out to shoot primarily at our house when they first started the show for days. And I was like, do you have this in you? Because you were putting a lot of this on hold. Are you okay? And she's like, I just have to be available to what God's doing in the new. And she's like, and I saw her pull from a place that was a deeper reservoir. Thank God she had it because of her life in God. She pulled from a deeper reservoir because we were so max capacity from transition that to do this show in the way that she wanted to do it with a place of excellence, she had a pull from somewhere, and it's not going to come from nowhere. It's going to come from somewhere. So hopefully you have that deep reservoir. That's a parable, the virgins, where there's five who have oil and five who don't. And then all of a sudden the bridegroom appears, and the ones who have oil in their lamps, they run after him because they can light the whole way. But the ones who don't have oil, they're like, please give me some oil. And they're like, I can't, there's not enough. I can't, I got to go. And Sheree had oil in her lamp for this opportunity, and she was able to do it. And the show has already started. You can watch the first four or five episodes on the Angel app, and they're trying to figure out where to put the show long term. So if you have connections at HGTV or Magnolia or whatever, talk to those showrunners. It's gonna be awesome. But she's on the show, and it's like she made these episodes. Then when we got here again, we're here and we're so unstabilized because we had to put our girls in school and figure out where they're gonna go to school and what's gonna happen. I had all kinds of work to do, and so Sheree's like, okay, I'm gonna work on this. I'm gonna help. I'm still the stabilizer. And all of a sudden they call back and they said, can we shoot some at to show the beginning of your homestead in Dallas and Fort Worth? And so we can show people the process of what it starts to look from scratch and then follow you for the whole year. So we can come back and show what it looks like in the stages. And she's like, I feel God on this. Yeah. So she, again, had a pull from that reservoir, and I watched her do it. And I was like, so grateful that my wife has that reservoir. Again, she has that oil. She pulled from it for these projects, for these things to do when she doesn't feel in season with them. And sometimes with the new that's coming, we don't feel like there's even room for it. And that's one of the hardest things. Like I have a creative project in my spirit to do in 2025. And I look at my schedule and there's not a lot of room for it, but I have such a feeling like I have to give my time for it. It's a creative project. I've never done one like this before. So it's a new level of energy. It's a new level of applying myself. And it also can slow other things down if I don't do it right. And it can also take creative energy out of things like this show if I don't do it right. And so I have to trust God and actually, you know, again, marshal my energies wisely, which is such an important concept. So I'm going to talk more about this because not all of you are here. We have some other things to talk about God doing the new. And I want to bring up a little bit of the Rosh Hashanah word. Before we do, we have a new class coming up. It's called Breaking Curses and Speaking Blessing for 2025. And if you've never heard of Mark Berkler, he's doing a four-week class with us on our spiritual growth mentoring community. And anybody can join our spiritual growth mentoring community. You just go up and sign up at bowlsministries.com, click on mentoring. And we have four-week classes every month. This particular class is Mark Berkler. If you feel like you've been under something, if you feel like your friends and family have been under something, this is the class to go to. And he's going to give you theology. He's a theologian. He's one of the top theologians on hearing God's voice. His classes are accredited Bible colleges around the world. And he's like a father in the spiritual gifts and understanding the charismatic realm. So if you want to be with somebody who's super safe, but also very not just practical, but also very ethereal, I would say, you know, very mystical in a sense of he understands the supernatural realm in a way that not many people do. This is a class for you because it's, again, it's so safe. It's so clean. It's so scriptural, but it's going to give you some real keys on how to break through in some areas that might just be cursing. And some of it could be generational curses. Some could be actual witchcraft. Some could be a lot of other things, but he has some really good language on it. And these are live classes. So you actually get to meet with them, ask your questions, get prayer. Our team's there. And then also Jeff, who, if you join our whole platform, not just the one class, but if you join our mentoring community, then Jeff, who is our pastor of our community, actually meets with all of our students every week. And he actually does activation classes to actually take it further than it is right now. Also, you get, if you join the whole thing, then you get my monthly prophetic accelerator to activate the prophetic inside of you. So I want to encourage you to join our mentoring community for 2025. Invest into yourself, just like you'd invest into a gym to get swole, to invest into yourself spiritually to get spiritually swole right now. It's so important. Well, let's look at this and go even deeper in this. Revelations 21 verse 5 says, and he who is seated on the throne, I love this scripture so much. He says, behold, I am making all things new. Also, he said, write down these words for they're trustworthy and true. And I think that there's something about this season that, you know, I would even write for yourself. He is making all things new in my life. And then apply, what does that look like in my life? How can he make certain things new in my relationships, in my career, in my emotions, in my hobbies and talents. Like, don't just make New Year's resolutions, but look for what does God want to do and partner your faith to that, because then you'll do it. If it's just New Year's resolutions, like, I think I should do this. We should all be healthier. Of course, we're going to make a healthy resolution. We should all do, you know, like less screen time, all those things that people are saying to do. But what does God want? And asking him, what are you making new in my life? And partner your faith for that is just so important. But this isn't just a promise for eternity. It's a promise for right now. And God's doing something so fresh and transformative in your life. But the question is, are you ready to receive it? And do you perceive it? Do you perceive what he's doing that's new? And Isaiah 43, verse 19 says, behold, and I use the scripture four times this year, I think, in these prophetic words. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. And I love that, because many of you have been in the wilderness this year. And it doesn't mean that you've been in like a bad place or dark place. It just means that things have not been clear. Focuses in maybe your plan, your five-year plan, your 10-year plan. Maybe it's your financial focus. Maybe it's your career focus has not been clear. Maybe that's been somewhat of a wilderness. Maybe it's relational goals. Maybe relational issues have been not clear. And so there's been a lot of wilderness season for a lot of people. A lot of my words as coming to the end of the year have been about this. So if this is your first time with me, listen to some of those. And it's going to help you there's teaching put inside the word. Even if the direct word didn't apply to you, there's teaching that you can look at and go, oh, okay, I understand that now. But I have this friend who kind of goes along with my story. I remember I was talking to her and she was in the midst of, she planted a ministry in California, and they were having just so much God activity in this ministry. It's so much good stuff was happening all around. And it still is, but I mean, like all of a sudden they were just normal, small little group. And all of a sudden they became like an epicenter for some of the stuff that God was doing when it came to prayer ministry, when it came to hearing God's voice, when it came to healing stuff, all these kind of more of the charismatic supernatural stuff they were having. And it was kind of like a mini revival. And I asked her, I was like, you know, like, did you know this was coming? And she started laughing. And she said, you know what? We've been doing this for, I think it had been 18 or 20 years at that point. She goes, we've been doing this for 18 or 20 years with less than 100 people. And we were just faithful, just going, God, but believing. We kept seeing that there'd be a season where there'd be an outbreak of prayer, an outbreak of spiritual momentum. And she goes, honestly, I was just in so much of the normal of what we were used to for years. I mean, you have to deal, it's not 3 years, not 10 years, but over 10 years, 15 years of activity. She said, I wasn't even ready for this because I'm just in the managing people, managing, you know, finances, managing ministry and mission. And I wasn't, you know, the God element, we're always waiting for it, but it's just, I wasn't expecting to go from, you know, level 10 to level 100 in a day. And she said, when this was all breaking out and I started to see all these incredible activities and signs around me of like God's here and families are getting restored and marriages are getting restored and so many good things are happening and people are getting healed in physical ways that are like not just a few, but we've had now hundreds of healings over the short period of time. I remember looking at God going, God, I mean, 15, 20 years ago when you called me, I had the energy for this and I had the excitement and desire for this kind of activity, but I'm so tired. Like I go home tired and I wake up tired. And I don't know, why didn't you do it 15 or 20 years ago? And clearly spoke to her and said, because you would have thought you could make it happen. You would have thought this happened because of your energy for it. You would have thought this would have happened because you somehow partnered to it. I'm doing this sovereignly. I set your expectation for it, but you're not responsible. I am. And she just had this sense of like, God does things sometimes after our energy has run out. And we're at our end of our energy, and all of a sudden he does something that we're not even ready for, and we don't necessarily have the full capacity in our own humanity for, and we have to draw from that place of connection to God to even sustain it. And so after a while on it, that became their new normal, and she had full energy for it. But there was like a period, and I thought it was a great description for people who are mature Christians, who sometimes we go through the changes for the new, and we're like, really now? Like, why didn't you do this when I was 20? Why didn't you do this when I was first had money, or when I first had a huge, you know, desire with my gifts? And I had another friend who went through the same kind of thing where he, you know, was a songwriter back in the 70s. And now he's, you know, in his 70s himself. And he was like, none of his songs hit. Nothing really ever happened with that. So he became a businessman, really profound, prominent businessman, and lots of money, lots of, you know, gave millions of dollars to the kingdom. Amazing. God speaks to him and says, why are you burying your songwriting gift like a talent? And why aren't you investing it? And he's like, I'm in my 70s. No one wants to hear from a 70-year-old songwriter. It's like, I'm old, I'm passe. Like there's people want to hear from Justin Bieber, not from me, you know? And I love that I just said Justin Bieber. It makes me sound old, but you know, it's just funny. And then the Lord says, no, this is the perfect time because you're now seasoned. You've been through real life. You've been through so much real life. You know what real love is. You know what raising kids and family is. You know what hard times are. And so when you write, it's seasoned differently and people are going to buy it. So he starts writing songs. He writes over 100 songs and people start to buy them. And the pop star industry starts to buy them. And he has like three major hits now in his 70s. And I just think some of us, when the new comes, we might feel like, because it's so new, it feels like an unfamiliar wilderness. It doesn't feel necessarily good. And we're looking for the feel goods. Like we're looking for the emotional connection of like, this would feel great. But when you're 70 and God's like, start a new career, that doesn't necessarily feel great. It feels like confusing. Like, why now? And God's like, I have a purpose for it now. I want it in the now. I didn't want it when you were 30. I didn't want it when you were 25. And I'm not saying God doesn't want things if you're 25 watching this. He wants things for you in the now too. But some of the things that many of you who are watching this are going to experience the new are things that you've had to wait for. And now you might be past like Sarah thinking like, I can't get pregnant anymore. And God's like, I can absolutely impregnate you with my purpose, even if you feel older. And I feel like God's saying, don't fear the wilderness or the unknown, because in this place, he's creating streams of provision, clarity, and purpose that you've waited for, but you didn't know how to walk into yourself. And to step into the new, we have to shed the old. I feel like sometimes we have to shed old habits, and they're not bad habits. Shed the way, you know, our mindset was for ourselves and our doubts and the things that keep us tethered to yesterday, and they're not going to carry us into tomorrow. And that's a huge one. And what worked yesterday isn't for today. And for each area, some things are, but the majority, God might be changing. And I love Lamentations talks about, and I mean, who reads Lamentations unless you're in a hard season? But Lamentations 3:22-23 says, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. Thank you, Jesus. His mercies never come to an end. They're new every morning, and great is your faithfulness. And we have to enter into 2025 with the newness of his mercies for today. We have to enter into this season that God, that mercies, it means that the things that are alive in his heart for you, and the things that will bring you redemption, restoration, and fulfillment are new today. And each day is a fresh opportunity to reset and align with God's mercies. And you don't have to be perfect to step into the new. You just have to be willing. And maybe in the sense of some of you felt like you were in a better place spiritually a year ago or 5 years ago. But, you know, if you're willing right now spiritually, then God can take that willingness and use it as a door. I think it's like a keyhole. You know, a key fits into a keyhole that's very small and opens a whole door. And your faith right now might be a key, the size of a keyhole. It may feel really small, but that's a doorway for God. That's a door that can open for God. And some of you might recall the prophetic word from Rosh Hashanah, where I spoke about once in a lifetime opportunities. I talked about windows of opportunity coming based on Rabbi Jason Sobel's prophetic word. If you haven't heard that, you can go back and listen to it. But I do feel like there's windows of opportunity that can reshape our lives and our family and even our communities. And these opportunities, again, might never come back around again. And I don't say it to put fear in you in a bad way, but to put the fear of God in you, that there's a work inside of us that we want to be ready for, because God has opportunities for us that we can look back on. And they're going to be like a decision that we will change the course of not only our lives, but other people's lives as well. And these opportunities aren't just blessings, they're assignments. And they're going to require true partnership with God and the way he's trained you for. And some of you feel like you might be running out of all that hurrah energy, but God sometimes wants us to, so that it's all him. So when we look back, we go, man, it wasn't my performance that made this happen. It was my willingness to your performance, God, that made this happen. And here's what I sense the Lord's saying about resetting the new. And I think this is really important. And the first one is, you got to let God work in you before he works through you. And we know that, but it's just, I want to remind you, let God work in you right now, because then he'll work through you. Let him do the work where you do the forgiveness and you do the inner healing, and you do the counseling, and you do all the things that will get your heart ready, that you get those things ready. And number two, there are areas in your heart that God wants to refine. Surrender your fears, disappointments, and distractions to him, and let him reset your focus. So refining and realigning and resetting are all part of this. Number three, align your energy with your faith. So that means like, look at what God's calling you to for the new year, and then make sure that your energy is emotionally, physically, all the different areas align to that place of faith that you have. And if you're, you know, I was talking to a woman who I'd known for years, and she ended up getting married after so many years. I mean, she's in her 50s. And I remember just going, man, she hadn't even dated in 20 years. And she like, and I was like, okay, what was the tipping point for you? Was it just God brought the man out of the sky in a parachute? And she goes, no, he told me 2 years ago, he said, you have this list of what you want in a man, but a man has a list of what he wants in you too. And you're not being that. Like right now, you don't care about your health that much. You don't care about your weight. You don't care about your appearance. You don't care about what you're accomplishing. You don't care. You're just kind of in a, dead end job that just keeps going. And she said, I went on a journey of recreating myself, resetting myself. And I did it physically, emotionally, and even with my career. I asked for opportunities in the company I was in, and they gave me new opportunities, and I became a different version of myself. And that brought an attractability to the person that the man I'm now with, who's an amazing man who had lost his wife and was looking for a partner and a companion who knew how to hustle and knew how to walk through hard things in life. And so I had to walk through 2 years of hard things in life, because for me, a lot of where I ended up in my 50s was kind of where all of my family had landed, where it's just like not caring about anything that wasn't like easy or wasn't comfortable. And I had to come out of that comfortability and actually become something. So she aligned her energies, and that's what caused God to allow this man to see her. And they fell madly in love, and they're doing great. Like, she's a different version of herself. She does, all of her hobbies are different. Like, she doesn't even do the hobbies she did before. She was kind of a screen junkie. And she's like, I don't know the last series I watched on TV. We're just like always going somewhere, going on cruises and vacations with his family and sometimes my family. And we're like doing all these excursions and physical, he loves to hike and I love to hike now. And she goes, all these things that I wouldn't have even wanted have happened because of this relationship. So I like that story for realigning, because sometimes God's putting in you to realign yourself, and it feels like such a mountain to climb. But if you do it with God, and you do it not just for him, but with him, then there's something that happens on the other end where it actually creates opportunities, because your realignment is unto purpose and unto assignment. And then number four, the new requires not just belief, but action. So you got to take steps of faith like this woman did towards what God's showing you. And he has, you know, he will meet you. He'll meet you as you move forward. And the last one is number five. You got to prepare for the unexpected, because the new looks different. It looks different than you imagine. And you got to be flexible to how God chooses to lead you. You got to trust his timing in ways that you've never had to trust before. And that's a hard one for us. The new looks different. You can't say I've been there and I've done that. And for my daughters, sometimes I'll watch them and they're, you know, 9 and 11. Sometimes they're know-it-alls. They just like, we'll tell them, hey, we're going to do this. Oh, I've done that before. And we're like, no, we're doing something you've never done before. Well, I've kind of done that. And you're like, no, I want you to be in your heart. Like, we got to do a new thing. And they want to cling to what they've done, because that brings security and safety in their humanity. But God is like, I'm not looking for your safety and security. I am your safety and security. That's why I'm a father. I can lead you to new places and protect you while you're going to the new. If you don't have a good father structure or a good parental structure over you, it's not easy to do the new. But when you have a good parental structure over you, you're more adventurous, because you know that they got your back. You know that if it fails, like when you're 20, you can move back in with them for a minute. And when you have parents, it's like they will take care of their caregivers. And you know that. And so I think that some of you have never experienced that, but you need to experience that from the Father in heaven, that he's got you. And so you can do the new. And this is a season of preparation. It's not a season of striving. You got to let God lead you in the rhythms of grace and rest and renewal, so you can carry this new assignment with the grace he's given you. And I want to challenge you, ask the Holy Spirit to reveal areas of your life that you need to reset, and ask him to show you what to lay down, what to pick up, what to keep holding, and how to step forward. Because as you do, you're going to perceive that God is doing that new thing even in your life. And maybe this season has been a wilderness, and you're going to feel like, oh, actually, it's a setup. That's why Jesus was in the wilderness right before he entered into his greatest days of ministry after 30 years. Like, he entered into 3.5 years of like what caused us all to know our eternity. You know, so I think it's important. But let's just pray together, because I feel like some of you are catching up now spiritually to the theme here, that he is doing a new thing, but you have to be ready for it. So Holy Spirit, would you make us ready? Would you help us to make ourselves new? Would you help us to prepare our hearts and align our faith? And Lord, help us in our new season with boldness. Help us enter into full boldness. And we surrender the old to you. We embrace you and the new with open hands and open arms, God. We want to see the desert places in our lives filled with your glory. We want to see the hardest places of our life filled with you. We trust you, God. We trust you in Jesus' name with all of our hearts. And thank you, Jesus, for being born. Thank you for the season that we entered in the new, because you were born and you went to the cross for us. This is your season to reset, and God wants you to step into the new. So God's promises are always trustworthy and true. And I pray that you'd be able to move forward, and we can do it together. I want to encourage you. Let's do it together. Like, come be a part of our mentoring community online. Come be a part of this YouTube channel. Come subscribe to our podcast, Exploring the Prophetic, which is all new. this year, and also the Sean Bull Show and Exploring the Marketplace, or other marketplace podcasts. And I just want to encourage you, if this makes sense to you, hashtag my turn down in the comments with maybe some of you praying into your new year, and our team and of course myself will go through and we'll be interacting and praying for you guys there. Please consider donating by go to donate.bowlsministries.com, B-O-L-Z ministries.com. And this is going to help us so much with 2025 to do all that God's called us to do. We so appreciate you. And if you want to partner to us, we have a thriving partnership community that we'd love for you to be a part of. And we'll see you next week right here. Thank you for listening to Exploring the Prophetic. If you want to learn more about hearing God's voice, come over to my website, www.seanbowls.com. That's S-H-A-W-N-B-O-L-Z. I have many resources for you there, like some on hearing God, like my best-selling book, Translating God. I have prayer books on breakthrough and provision to help you to have more language to talk to God. And we even have a devotional on this series called Exploring the Prophetic. I also want to invite you to spiritually grow by joining our online thriving mentoring community, where we have 12 four-week live classes a year on subjects that will shape your relationship with God. Themes like hearing God's voice, dream interpretation, deliverance, and so many other spiritual themes from expert teachers. And I personally get to train you in my Prophetic Monthly Mastermind live group if you join. Plus, when you join, we have an amazing online community with a spiritual growth pastor who will lead you in weekly groups to practice what you're learning. Go to bowlsministries.com or seanbowls.com and click on mentoring community. See you next time on Exploring the Prophetic.